Liver pudding.
Did y'all make that?
We never did, but I've seen it.
Okay. This might be repulsive to you, but did you ever hear of people around here making anything with hog's blood?
No.
Haven't heard of blood pudding or
no.
Black pudding?
Mm-hmm. Blood bread? Heard of it,
but it's okay. Have you ever heard of the word scrapple?
Never heard.
Okay. What about thick, sour milk?
It's clabber.
What do you do with that?
Cook with it, make bread, use soda or baking powder.
Have you ever heard people either eating it or drinking it as
a
water?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Do you do that?
I didn't like it.
I've eaten clabber, put sugar on me.
No, I didn't like it.
Eat a spoon.
Eat chicken?
Yeah. And give it to the hogs.
Yes, ma'am. What about this white kind of curdled stuff that people eat, you know, when they
yogurt.
It's like that, but
cottage cheese.
That's what I was there. Is that related to clabber?
It sure is.
I think it's made from clabber.
You can make it yourself. It's
mm-hmm.
a curd.
Okay. So what would you say you have to do to milk if you want to get some of the impurities out of it? After you
pasteurize it, boil it.
All right, if you just pour it through a mesh, you just say...
Strain it.
All right, this is a dessert that's cooked in a deep dish with a crust. You can make it out of apples or peaches.
Peach cobbler.
Sure. Okay. You like that?
I sure do.
Is there a difference between a cobbler and a pie?
A cobbler has a crust on top. A pie doesn't. It just has one crust.
I see. Okay. All right, this expression, if somebody has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food. He likes to eat.
Okay. Around here, do you ever hear the word vittles anymore?
Yes, not anymore.
Old-timers.
That's old-timers talk.
They might say...
A lot of vittles on the table.
Okay. Do you have a name for a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding, say? Maybe something made out of milk or cream with a little nutmeg, you know, just to sweeten it.
No, I don't think.
Okay. I was curious about whether you would call that a sauce or a dip or a dressing.
Well, now, if you cook it, I guess you would call it a sauce.
Okay. What about this expression? If you're eating something between meals, you'd say you're having a...
snack.
Okay. All right, this verb, you say you got up at 7 o'clock in the morning and you breakfast.
Ate breakfast?
Okay. I have already.
Eaten.
Okay, it's time to...
eat.
All right. And if you want, this hot stuff that people eat, drink for breakfast.
Coffee.
How do you like your coffee?
Black.
You ever heard of another expression for black coffee?
No.
Okay, have you ever heard, would people ever say straight? Give it to me straight?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That would suggest black.
Black.
Okay. What about barefooted?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Okay, could you say those for me since you've heard
straight,
them?
Straight. Barefooted, black.
Okay. Sorry if you... Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, if you were thirsty, you might just go to the kitchen and pour yourself a
drink.
Okay.
Water.
All right.
Get a drink of water.
And you pour it in a what?
A glass.
Okay. And if you dropped it on the floor, it would probably...
break.
Okay, you dropped it.
I spilled it.
Okay. You dropped it and it did what?
It broke.
All right. Every time you've done that, it has...
broken.
Okay. All right, another verb here, talking about drink. You say that yesterday I
drank
a lot of water. Okay, I have a lot to
drink. I have drunk.
Okay, I like to...
drink.
Okay. Well, if you're having some company over for a meal and they're all standing around your table, and you don't want them to keep on standing, you might say, well, y'all go ahead and...
sit down.
Okay.
Have a seat.
All right. When you came in, they had already...
eaten.
Or...
stood, sat down.
Okay. They did what when you told them to?
They sat.